Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's your foot?
Getting better. Doctor says a couple, 3 more weeks. That's
hey,
all.
Great.
Anything happening around here?
Nope. Quiet in here.
Where are Fish and Harris?
Harris is working out of the DA's office.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Fish hasn't shown up yet. Want some coffee?
Yeah, thanks. Can I have inside?
Sure.
John. Did Barney tell anybody how he broke his foot yet?
Nope. Hasn't said a word.
Well, some people are like that. You know, they don't like to talk about their personal injuries.
Probably something embarrassing.
What could be embarrassing about a broken foot?
Maybe he tried to bite his toenails.
You crazy, man? Who bites their toenails?
Kids do.
A man is a captain in the New York Police Department.
I don't know, but sometimes old habits are hard to break.
Stand over here.
Hey, man, I'm going to be late for school. I'm trying very hard to get a good education.
That's very commendable. But you better find a better way of picking up your lunch money. Take a seat over there by the desk.
What? Nothing. I
didn't
say anything.
What's going on here? I was standing on the subway, hanging on to a strap, and I feel this kid going for my wallet.
Huh? Cari fresco, caray. Debe estar la bocho now.
I didn't know he was a cop. I thought it was just another old man. It ain't fair. You guys going around the skies like that.
What are you looking for, Fish?
My rubber hose.
I'm back. Eugene Woolen?
Yes, so you are, Mr. Woolen.
Well, this is it. March 2nd.
What? Oh, yes, March 2nd. That's right. Spring is on the way.
You do remember that it's been exactly 1 month since I turned in that $3,500 I found in the street? You do remember that, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Woolen. You haven't let us forget that for 1 minute.
Has anybody tried to claim it since I saw you last?
What, since the day before yesterday? No, Mr. Woolen. Look, you're going to have to fill out some forms for us before you can get your money. So would you follow me, please? Huh?
Oh, it's finally over. Day after day, knowing all that money was sitting there in your safe. Oh, it was torture.
Tell us about it.
Hey, how are you guys going to keep me here?
Until you're an old man just like me. The Trujillo boy's mother's on her way down here. I said I'd wait for her before I took him over to youth house. How's your foot?
Okay.
Does it itch?
Itch? No. 14 years old.
2 years younger than Billy the Kid.
Does he have any fries?
Not yet, but next time he will. You know, sometimes the skin under the cast gets dried out. And it starts itching all the way down where you can't get at it. It can really drive you crazy.
Maybe you better have somebody from youth house pick that kid up. Kind of shorthanded now because you know, with the Harris in the DA's office.
What's the matter?
It itches.
I told you.
I am Mrs. Trujillo, a Sergeant Fish.
No, here he is.
Hey, Mom, I didn't do anything, I swear.
In jail, you're a disgrace.
No, it's nada. I was just standing there.
He attempted to pick my pocket, Mrs. Trujillo.
No tienes vergüenza.
I swear, Mom, the subway was crowded. He kept on bumping up against me. I thought he was trying to get funny.
I give you my word. He has never done anything like this before.
Have a seat, please, Mr. Trier.
He was never a bad boy. It is just his age. They get as stupid and crazy at his age.
I was hanging on a strap in the subway when I felt someone trying to pick my pocket. It was your son.
I understand.
I'm not a child molester, Mrs. Trujillo. I'm a detective.
Okay, Mr. Warren, if you'd sign here, please, you could collect your $3,500.
It'll be a pleasure.
By the way, what do you plan to do with all that money?
Well, number one, I'm going to eat out tonight.
That won't leave you much left over for number two, will it?
Mr. Woolen, a man with your luck ought to go to Aqueduct today. There's a filly running in the fifth. Ought to go off at about 20 to 1. You could pick yourself up about 70,000. Oh.
No, not me. I'd rather die than bet on a horse.
Me too. But fortunately, I got true grit.
It is difficult sometimes because there is nobody at home who can handle him.
What about Mr. Trujillo?
Who?
The boy's father.
Oh, my husband is no longer with us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I saw him over on 14th Street one day. But I am not sure.
He just left you?
Yes.
Got up one day and walked away?
Yes.
And it worked?
He was not a strong man. He did not know how to handle responsibility. Or a family. Or a woman.
May I get you some coffee?
You are very kind.
All right, Mr. Woolen, would you have a seat over here, please, and count your money?
Oh, that won't be necessary. I trust you.
Oh, no. We don't want any discrepancies. We don't have malpractice insurance.
I'll watch if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
Turns me on.
Barney, Mr. Woolen's here for his money. Sign the receipt.
Oh, month already?
Yep, March 2nd.
Wait a minute, that's only 29 days.
I forgot February is a small month, yeah. Mr. Woolen, I'm afraid we got some bad news for you.
What's the matter?
You're a day early.
Oh, no, I'm not. I brought it in last month on the 2nd. Today's the 2nd. That's 1 month, right?
30 days had September, April, June, and etc.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Sorry, Mr. Woolen, but somebody still has 24 hours to claim it.
Oh, please don't do this to me. I made such plans.
Mr. Woolen, why don't you go home and take it easy, huh?
I can't take much more of this.
Mr. Woolen, my grandfather used to say to me, the anticipation of one's dreams is greater than the realization of one's ambitions. Unless one blows it all together.
What?
Think about it.
Yeah. Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Bonnie, I'm going to let the true EO boy go.
Okay.
In the custody of his mother.
All right.
It's the first time he stepped out of line, and the court's busy enough.
It's up to you.
I'll have a little talk with him first, of course.
You do that. You're very persuasive.
When it itches, it means it's getting better.
Wonderful.
Stand over here. Do you know how to smile, Claudia?
Sure.
Then put a smile on your face and keep it there while I'm talking to you. You're going home with your mother. However, if you try anything like that again, I'll come after you and fall on you like an old building. I said, it's fine. Now go and thank your mother for getting you out of here.
Fish, Bernice on line one.
Ask her to hold on.
Right.
Thank you, mother, for getting me out of here.
I am eternally grateful to you, Sergeant Fish.
He'll behave himself now because I told him I'm going to keep an eye on him. You never know when I may stop by and to check up on him.
Fish, Bernice on line one.
Ask her to hold on.
Right.
Goodbye, Mrs. Trujillo.
Goodbye. You are welcome in our home anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. You have our address on your report.
That's true.
Good.
Bernice on line one, I know.
Sorry.
Yes, Bernice. Tonight? I think I may be working late tonight. A new case. Of course you can go by yourself. It'll do you a lot of good to get out alone. I know you do. I do, too. Goodbye, Bernice. Look forward to seeing you again.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Wilson. Hi, Nick. Coffee ready yet?
Not yet.
How come?
Because I had to get the children off to school.
Hey, good morning, Fish. How are you this fine morning?
Well, I got home later than I said I would. What was that, war crime?
Morning, Fish. Roger.
Coffee ready yet, Nick?
Sure. There'll be 10 cents.
I thought the best things in life are free.
I know, but this isn't one of them.
Hey, old boy. How's the foot?
Yeah, pretty good.
Hey, boy. Come on. How'd you break it?
I fell in the toilet. Fish, how'd it go last night with the kid?
Can I talk to you for a minute in your office?
Sure.
Paul Friesen, Roger Horth.
Where's my dime?
Sue me.
Okay, we'll be right there.
Yeah, so long.
Well, Manhattan Security Systems reports one of their clients is being robbed. Come on, Tom.
Huh?
Yeah. Acoustics Limited Hearing Aid Company. Over First Avenue.
Good. It's getting a little stuffy in here.
Oh, hey. Found out how Barney broke his foot.
Yeah, how? He fell in the toilet.
You mean he slipped in the bathroom, huh?
I better ask him later. I still don't see the problem. You and the boy's mother hit it off.
We did better than that. It was very distinct.
How much better than that?
We were sitting there in the living room, Mrs. Trujillo and myself. Claudio had gone into the kitchen to get us more wine.
You were drinking wine?
Like a gypsy. I suddenly started noticing things. Her eyes, her mouth, her neck, her breathing.
She's an attractive woman. It's only natural.
Not for me. I thought those feelings were over with, Bonnie. And believe me, Bonnie, it wasn't easy convincing myself of that. Not to mention Bernice.
You should accept it as a pleasant surprise.
You think so, but why do I have such guilt?
Part of your heritage, like heartburn.
I can understand feeling guilty if there's something to feel guilty about, but there isn't, is there?
Not yet. But she hinted we should see each other again tonight.
You going?
I don't know. Bonnie, this has been a terrible shock to my system. I mean, the wine and the other thing. After all this time, to have desire.
Listen. Nature's strange.
I know. I've spent my whole life proving.
Now, Mr. Noah, you have a right to remain silent. If you give up that right, anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law.
Come again.
You have a right to remain silent. If you give up that right.
What's going on?
Anything
that's
you
Mr.
say.
That's Mr. Victor Noah. He walked into the store, pulled out this toy gun, and demanded a hearing aid.
In a court of law. You have a right to an attorney.
Mr. Newell has a hearing problem.
The salesman at the store pushed the button under the counter. The alarms are going off all over the place. He couldn't hear a thing, just stood there.
If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you at no cost to yourself.
Yes, I was alone.
You have a right to remain silent.
Rojo. For God's sake, give my ears a break. They're one of the few things I have left that work.
Fish, I gotta read the guy's rights.
Bojo. Don't you have that down on a card?
Yeah, right.
Read this.
I need this?
Read this!
Hey, Captain.
In a minute, Mr. Woolen.
Oh, okay.
No rush.
Barn, now, how am I going to make out this report?
Why don't we use the evidence, Sally?
You know, it never occurred to me. All that yelling. Couldn't even think.
Does this thing need batteries, Nick?
Why do you ask me?
Made in Japan.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
I think the batteries are in it, Barney.
Okay, let's give it a try. Mr. Newell? Mr. Newell, I'm Captain Miller.
Sure, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to live with this.
Mr. Newell, would you put this in your ear?
Sure. You're blind or crippled. People feel for you, help you. You got a hearing problem. Everybody just gets irritated. Hello? Hello?
Is that better? Good. Well, we got half the problem solved. Detective Wojciechowicz is going to take the preliminary report now.
You know how much one of these costs? $350. Where was I going to get $350?
Well, there had to be a better way. Don't you get Medicare?
No, my children don't care. They don't... my daughter, she writes once in a while.
Maybe the batteries are dead.
Do the best you can.
Birth date?
Coffee will be fine.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Woolen, but sad case, huh? Man didn't have enough money for a hearing aid.
Yeah, the sergeant told me.
Yeah.
Well, today's the day, huh?
Seems to be. All you have to do is fill out a release form and I'll sign it.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Woolen filled it out yesterday, Barney, to save time.
Okay. Let's get the money, then.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Noah.
Nick.
Yeah?
Do you know anything about what they call aphrodisiacs?
You mean that stuff that makes you feel sexy?
Yeah.
Sure. You know what they say is the best kind?
What?
Ground-up reindeer antlers. Why do you suppose Santa Claus always walks around with that smile on his face? Here you go.
This is atrocious.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Well, are you going to sign it now?
Sure. Got a pen?
Yeah, here. Use mine. I want to get a thrill.
Okay, Mr. Willen. Money's all yours.
To do with what you will.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Ironic, isn't it? I mean, there's a man with desperate for money. Here's a man who's got more money and knows what to do with.
Well, his luck will change, you know.
Yeah, yours certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
Things come in cycles. I mean, you win, you lose.
Yes.
You receive, you give.
Hey, you don't expect me to give him some of this money, do you?
Oh, of course.
Hey. Well, who's Mr. Noel to you?
Yeah, who says everyone's entitled to the miracles of modern science? Yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah, buy something useless.
Blood on the horse. Make me feel like I'm not alone.
How much does he need?
$350.
That's a bit of money.
It's quite reasonable for a miracle.
Still have over $3,000.
That's right.
Why not?
Mr. Newell? 100? 200? 300? And 50 makes $350.
That's beautiful.
Hey, now put it to good use.
This is the nicest thing anybody ever did for me.
Hey, don't say another word, huh? No, I never had the resources to do this kind of thing before. It's very satisfying, you know?
Isn't it?
Hey, does anybody else need any money?
Well, I do have an opportunity on a horse running. No, thanks. I'm too proud.
How about a contribution to the policeman's fund?
Huh? Feel that way tomorrow, we'll be here to take it. But, go home and think about it, huh?
Hey, it's been a real pleasure knowing all you guys.
Hey, Mr. Wallen, you're a great guy.
Thanks. We're going to miss having you around, Mr. Wallen.
Almost as much as your money.
You take care of going home with that.
Captain, what's going to happen to me?
Well, I'm afraid you did rob the store, and you are going to have to stand trial. But I'm sure the judge will take into account the circumstances. We'll get you some batteries. You'll be able to talk to a lawyer.
There's a little hotel up the Hudson. Quiet, secluded. We'll get a room for the night. Have some wine sent up. So pack a bag. I'll see you as soon as I get over there. I love you too. Goodbye, Bernice. Old habits are hard to break.
Arnie?
Huh?
Something I've been wondering about all weekend.
Yeah, what's that?
How'd you break your foot?
I told you.
You said that you fell in a toilet. Now, that's impossible.
It's possible. Changing the light bulb and you think the lid is down.
Good morning, Bob. How's your foot, Bob?
Oh, pretty good. At the time, I forget I have a cast on. How was your weekend?
Very interesting. I'm glad I took Bernice. I don't have those guilt feelings anymore.
Well, what's to feel guilty about? Look, the amazing thing is that your eye didn't roam a long time ago. Happens to most people a lot earlier in their marriage.
That's right, isn't it? What do they call it? Zavigneries?
I wish you didn't say that.